Let's look at the letters on this page. We will look at the letters on the top row. We see a pair of letters in the first box, the letters A and I, standing beside each other. Notice that the A is smiling. The I is not smiling. That's because A gets to say its long sound, which is its name, A. And the I doesn't get to say any sound at all. It has to be quiet. This is called a vowel-vowel pair. We say this little saying to help us remember. When two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. And notice that the first one says its long sound, which is the same as its name. And the second one has to be quiet. So whenever we see this A-I pattern, we know that the sound is A. Let's look at the next pattern, E and E right beside it. The first E says E. The second E is silent. It's quiet. Together, the two letters show us the E sound. Look at the third pattern on the top row, I-E. The I says its name, I, because it comes first. The E has to be quiet because it is second. So when we see this pattern, we say the sound, I. Look at the next row. This time we see some vowel pairs, but they have a line in between them. This shows us that another letter is going to fit in between those two vowels. That other letter is going to be a consonant. It could be any consonant. But the consonants wanted to play this game, and so they are squeezing in between these two vowels. We see an A, a line, and an E. Remember, when two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. That's even when a consonant squeezes in between them. So when we see this pattern, we say A. The next pattern shows E with a line and an E at the end. We know that the first E says E and the second E says nothing. So when we see this pattern, we will say E. The last one shows I, line, E, and the sound is I. Look at the bottom row. This time the consonants wanted to be involved again. Instead of vowel pairs in this row, we say that there's a vowel and two consonants after it playing follow the leader. The vowel comes first. It gets to say its long vowel sound. The consonants say their regular sound. But watch out. If there's an X above a consonant, that means it has to be silent. You do not pronounce that sound. Let's try these out. The first box has the letters I-N-D. This is how we say it. Ind. The next box shows I-L-D. We say it like this. Iled. The third box shows I-G-H, but look above the G and the H. Each one has an X above it. That tells us not to pronounce those sounds. This pattern shows us the sound I. Let's go back over the sounds again, starting on the top row. When two vowels go walking, the first one does the talking. A, E, I. In the next row, A, E-I. The bottom row, we see some letters play and follow the leader. Eind, Eild, I.